time now, guys, for Ask the CLO, the Chief Love Officer, the close, Steve Harvey. Listen, we got to get started. This one is from Ann in Atlantic City. Ann says, my husband and I are retired, and we settled in a community of seniors 65 and up. There aren't many other couples in the building. It's mostly widows, and we are active in game night and movie night. And I'm getting sick of the women engaging my husband in conversation like I'm not sitting there. I've talked to him about it, and he promised to stop talking to these women. He did for a while, but the women are very forward. Should I have a talk with these women and tell them to keep away from my man?
Well, I don't know how this works at senior citizens' homes. I haven't been in one. But don't mess around and get ganged up on. You know, you're running up on these women, you know, I mean, they just talking. You know?
She ain't nobody else to talk to, right?
Yeah, they in there talking. They friendly. You know?
She doesn't like it.
What the hell you moving there for? All them women in there, you bring a pork chop to the back of the bulldog truck. How you think this gonna work?
What, a fight? Oh my
God. Now your man, he tried to stop talking to him, but they keep talking to him. He can't be rude. Nobody wants to live in a neighborhood or a community and be rude to people.
So what should she do, Steve?
Just sit there and know take what to it? Do. Hell, you know. You know, you're jealous. I don't know what to do.
The dude ain't doing nothing wrong.
The man ain't doing nothing wrong. Not you can't man. Stop all them women from talking to your husband. Y'all active in game night. Quit going to game night.
Yeah, but then they want stuff to do.
Well, then when you go out there in public and you got the only piece of raw meat on the back of the bulldog truck, what you think gonna happen?
Wow.
Have game night in your room. Now you got to find another man that's in good enough shape to play game night. Because women do better when they age. Men fall apart.
She says it's mostly widows there, though.
Yeah. That's because, they don't really fell apart.
Yes. All right. Leela in Tallahassee says, I'm a 44-year-old married woman, and I've been having an affair with my husband's 29-year-old barber. I met him at the gym and didn't know he's my husband's barber at first. When I found out, I tried to end the affair, but he said he dropped my husband as a client, so I wouldn't feel guilty. I could not let him do that because it took my husband a while to get a great barber. He is ready to end a business relationship over me, and I'm flattered but not interested. How do I tell him it's not that serious?
No, wait a minute. You don't understand. Do you understand the proposal he's making to you? He's saying he'll drop him as a customer so he can keep kicking it with you.
Right.
Yep.
She said she's
not offering you no out. Because if he wanted to offer you out, he'll just let you out and keep taking your husband's money. What he's offering you is an opportunity for him to continue seeing you by dropping your husband as a client.
Well, she said she's flattered, Steve, but it's
But I don't want to do that because it took him a long time to get a barber. Then you ain't serious about none of this shit.
She ain't been worried about his hair. With his hair all jacked up.
And she ain't going to stop seeing the dude either.
No, she's not.
No.
Did you hear that in the letter anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
How do I stop seeing him? Mm-hmm. No. How do you stop him from dropping her husband as a client?
Right.
Because it ain't that serious. We just kicking it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, you 44. You think you know everything. Let your husband keep going in there. I'm telling you, it's going to leak. They're going to be in the barbershop talking.
Oh,
boy, you know that fine thing you met down in that gym, that old thing, that cougar? Or one of them barbers going to say that.
Somebody going to say something.
Wow. And then he going to be looking upside their head, but they're going to be cutting hair, so they ain't going to see him looking upside their head. Yeah, you know the one you got the picture with that leopard leotard set on.
Not the leopard. Not the leopard one.
Because, you know, old people wear animal prints to the gym, you know.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, old people.
I didn't know that.
Cougar want to look like a cougar. Yeah. Old women love animal prints. Oh, animal prints and glitter.
All right, moving on. This one is from Tony in Philly. He says, I'm 29 and my girlfriend is 27. We party together and get drunk together. Almost always, she wets my bed if she's had too much to drink. It's to the point where she jokes about it and gets towels and puts under herself before she passes out. She said she dreams about going to the bathroom, but her mind and body don't match up when she's drunk. Is this a medical condition or should I blame it on the alcohol? Nothing came up on Google. Wait, did you hear the last line? Nothing came up on Google.
Oh, well, you don't need Google for this. That's how little boys, why we pee in the bed longer than girls. Because we had a pee dream.
Yeah.
You outside peeing and you just, next thing you know, you done wet the bed. Mm-hmm. If your grown ass is wetting a damn bed and you putting towels in the bed,
Your
ass is trifling.
Seriously. Yes.
And you really need to stop drinking. If you so drunk you can't control your damn bladder where you got to put towels in the bed, I wish I would be laying up next to some woman and she pee on me. What are we, what you doing in here?
You're not going to pee on me.
Nah, man, you done lost all your sexiness with me.
Right. Ain't no second thing. Right.
We in here drinking. You in here all of a sudden, my bed warm. I'm sitting there going, what is all this here? And it don't stay warm long.
We're not joking. This is not a joke. Yeah. All right. So
I can't even control myself when I get drunk. Well, you finna be by your damn self. Because I'm not sleeping with no 27-year-old bed with her. That ain't what I'm doing.
Yeah, stop putting up with that. It is not. So when please, you don't have to put up with that.
Man, I wish. No, you can find somebody that don't drink that heavy. That'd be crazy. Yeah. Ain't no medical condition.
All right, well, thank you, CLO. Thank you. Coming up next, Run That Prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.